Welcome to Brian Keane Fitness Podcast, where we talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset with your host, Brian Keane.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Brian Keane Fitness Podcast. We talk everything fitness, nutrition, and mindset to help you with your goal. Today's episode, I'm joined by Barry from O'Sullivan Fitness on Facebook. Hey Barry.
Hey everyone.
Today's episode, we are going to talk about obsession and is obsession a good thing. I finished a book recently by Grant Cardone. It was Be Obsessed or Be Average, which made me really think about myself and a little bit of self-reflection on is obsession a good thing. And or because when you think obsessed, you automatically think, oh, it's bad. You know, if you're obsessed with something, it's not good. And I agree that there's obviously a point in life when it becomes too much and the addictive personality traits that tend to come with people that are obsessed on things. But I'm going to put a little bit of a counter argument on it today and see what comes up and we kind of play with it. What's your thoughts on it, Barry? What do you think?
I think like we always talk about balance and moderation as well. So I think it completely depends on the context. You know, if you talk about something like work or, you know, your healthy eating or your gym routines, of course, you're going to be going hell for leather with that. But I think it's when it becomes obsessional and it starts to affect your personal life or it starts to affect the people around you. That's when you kind of draw the line in the sand and you say there's a problem there. And you know more than anyone, you've been there, yeah, of course, with the experience of it. And you said you have to take a step back and say there's a problem here. But I think it's context, like it depends on where. Do you know, so I don't know, what would you think?
Well, it's funny because I'm very, very similar. Again, everything in life comes down to context. Like, yeah, you know, my theory on that, everything in life I've talked before is an opinion and a perspective, an opinion of that moment in time and a, yeah, perspective of what you see and where you're at in your life. Mm. And I've been there when people have told me things, I'm like, oh, that doesn't sound like, you know, now I don't hear an idea and go, that's unrealistic. Now I'm like, you go fucking do that. That's what it's driving you. Yeah. You go do that. But there was a time in my life when somebody would tell me something and I'm like, oh, that doesn't even sound realistic. Maybe you shouldn't do that. And you're like working as a naysayer. You know, it's funny, yeah, because there's a difference between haters and naysayers. Haters are, you should love your fucking haters because your haters are going to push your name more than anybody that loves you. Yeah. You know, I have people and I know and I can name 4 or 5 off the bat who fucking hate me, yeah, like that literally have say nasty things and comment on statuses and I'm like, you're telling more people about me than anybody else.
Yeah, you're spending your time talking
about me. Which is incredible to me that the irony that people that are going to hate on you, and this is for anybody out there, when people are hating what you're doing, it's a sign. You never kick a dead dog. Like, nobody's going to, if you're not doing anything, nobody's going to hate with you. So the sign that people are hating is a sign you're doing something right. You know, naysayers can be a little bit of an internal virus because naysayers normally want the best for you. You know, I have naysayers in my life. Like, you have people like your family, your friends who want the best for you and will tell you, well, maybe you shouldn't do that because it's risky, you know, or maybe you shouldn't do that because you'll be too obsessed and you won't have a balance if you do that. They're naysayers. They're ones you got to watch out for because haters are easy spot because they're hating on you. Naysayers are telling you, well, you know, maybe that's not such a good idea. Maybe you should stick to your 9-to-5 job. Maybe you should, you know, not go to the gym so often, you know. And this is kind of where it ties into the obsession because naysayers are the ones that are going to stop you doing it because they're normally your mom, they're normally your dad, they're normally your girlfriend, they're normally your boyfriend, your partner, your husband, your wife that want you to not stick to the status quo. It's coming from a good place. And I know myself, the reason that I didn't make the jump for so long was because I had family members and people tell me, well, maybe that's not such a good idea. You know, you have a good job. For anyone that doesn't know my background story, I was a primary school teacher in London for 4 years. That's what I did. And then I had a side hustle and tried to build my personal training business on the side. But it took me ages. It took me years to figure that out because people kept saying, oh, don't do the fitness thing. That won't take off. You shouldn't do that. And I listened because it was coming from a good place. It was people that were close to me that didn't want me to fail, quote unquote, fail. You can't fail if you keep fucking trying. Failure is when you attempt something and you've given up. That's fail, you know. Otherwise, you just pivot and move a different direction, you know. The thing is with obsession, you need a little bit of it. It's funny because I've talked to Paul, you know, Paul's one of my best mates, Paul Dermody, like, and we talk about how he's very similar to me, that We get obsessed on things that we're interested in that, at that moment in time. You know, we joke that if you ask me or him any question about, you know, Premier League football from, you know, 1995 to 2005, we know everything. You ask me anything about WWE or WWF from a certain period, I know everything because I get obsessed in the things that I'm interested in. Now I do it with, you know, neuroscience, physiology, you know, your body, nutrition, mindset, because I get obsessed on things that I'm looking about. I can tell you everything there is to know in from what I've consumed about Plato, Aristotle, you know, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, Alexander the Great. They are the timeline of people. Like, Socrates was Plato's mentor, Plato was Aristotle's mentor, Aristotle was Alexander the Great's mentor, because I get obsessed on the things that interest me. And up until recently, I always thought obsession was a bad thing, because I've spoken in the past about how I got so obsessed with the competing lifestyle, the fitness lifestyle, looking a certain way. The irony was, I fucking hated the way I looked during this whole period of time. Like, I, up until when I started competing, I didn't mind the way I looked. I was like everybody else, you know, I wanted to look good so I could, you know, go out and talk to hot girls and do all of that thing, like what every guy in their early 20s tries to do. But as I started competing, body dysmorphia grew, because I was never happy with what I was seeing. And it didn't matter what I fucking took, it didn't matter what fat burners I used, it didn't matter what food I ate, it didn't matter how much I trained, I never liked what I fucking saw in the mirror. And that obsession nearly fucking destroyed me. Had my daughter not been born, had Holly not came 18 months ago, that obsession would probably have sent me to an early grave, because I would have done everything and anything to get to the top of that sport. And I would have, you know, I'd have gone into the competing world. Like, I got my pro card at Miami Pro in November of 3 years ago. I did the Worlds in Las Vegas. I came eighth in the Worlds. Like, I would have done everything and anything, like, to get to the top.
Win at all costs.
Like, win at all costs. That's personality. And that's where an obsession can kill you, because that would have sent me to an early grave. You know, I've spoken in the past about how Holly's literally saved my life, because I would have taken, I would have used, I would have done, I would have trained, I would have eaten anything to get to the top. That's when obsession can kill you, you know. But if you channel it in the right way, it can make your life incredible. Like, I am obsessed right now with building my business, helping as many people as possible, doing a lot more charity and philanthropy work, because I'm in a position that I'm like, oh, this isn't about me. I can serve as many people as possible. And I'm obsessed about being present with my daughter and being amazing at that. When you channel that obsession into good things, that's when it can serve you, and you can have basically everything you want, as long as it's not destroying you and making you destructive in your own life, yeah. which can happen in fitness, you know, because
usually we see it every day. You see it all the time.
All the time. Like, I'm sure there's been a time when you've looked in a mirror and you're like, I don't like what I see.
Oh yeah. And still to a certain extent, you know, I think it's that kind of mentality of, you know, proud, but never satisfied. You know, you always look at yourself in the mirror, you're comparing. That's the problem. You always compare ourselves as well, you know? So even if we look incredible, and we're always looking, well, that guy over there, he's bigger than me, or he's better than me, or he's more shredded than me, or she looks better, you know. So you always have that as well. But then sometimes when you take a step back, you look at a picture of yourself from 3-4 years ago, you're like, oh, I forgot. So it's a bit of perspective, I think.
But, yeah, there we go.
You know, so sometimes I think, yeah, we just like, we get tunnel visions, you know, the blinkers are on and you forget about the actual important things. And you're constantly, the irony, as you said yourself, you know, you're doing this to better yourself, you know, especially from a fitness point of view, in any facet of life, but you're doing this to improve yourself. And then you're actually going along this hating yourself and doing it. And it's ironically, you're doing the opposite of what you, should be mentally.
It's ironic what you started off to do. Like,
exactly.
You know, and my favorite quote was, comparison is the thief of joy. I had that printed on my whiteboard in my room for years, you know, for the last 2 years. And I've done a lot of work over the last 18 months, you know, on myself. And I joked to the seminar I did recently, I was like, hands up who followed me here 18 months ago. Nobody put their hands up. I was like, yeah, because I was a fucking dickhead. Yeah. I was a social media ab selfie like everybody else. I like put up photos of, well, I had abs today. Today's cheat day. All the generic fucking bullshit that's on Facebook that doesn't help anybody.
Yeah.
You know, I was that guy. It's why I can offer so much perspective now. And I can joke about it because I'm like, well, I was that wanker. Yeah. Like, I was like, of course you didn't follow me. I wouldn't have followed me. And if I did, I wouldn't have liked me, you know. But it's a case that when you compare yourself, because I'll tell you this right now, and for everybody listening to the episode, you will never be the biggest, you will never be the most ripped, you will never be the smartest. There's always going to be somebody, quote unquote, better than you in something if you search for it. But that's not what life is about. Life is about being better than you were the day before. Exactly. You know, my favorite quote is Charlie Munger from one of my favorite books, Charlie's Almanac. He talks about try and go to bed a little wiser every night than you woke up in the morning. You know, if you do that step by step, we get ahead, not necessarily in fast spurts. Like if you nail every single day and get it right every single day, all of that adds up when you're comparing yourself against you. You know, it's the, and this, and it's funny because I like, and I used to love the you versus you. Now I fucking hate it because it's normally a fucking generic, here, ab selfie, glutes, nice fucking fake boob job with you versus you photo in the title on Instagram. Yeah. So it's ruined that fucking meaning for me. But I like the idea. It's about being the better version of you, being a stronger version of you.
It stops you comparing.
Stops you comparing. And there's nothing wrong with comparison against where you were. Now, if you're going backwards and you're worse than you were, then it might be worth it. You've got to do a little bit of self-reflection and then be like, well, why is this happening? You know, depending on, you know, that's relative. You know, if your physique goes backwards because you're working more, but you need to support your family, that's not a bad thing. That just means you re-challenge your energy into something more that's more important at this moment in time in your life. That's not a bad thing. You got to prioritize. You don't have to have a fucking six pack or a flat stomach or amazing glutes all year round. You know, if other stuff takes over, you know, that's what it's about. You know, when you're ready, then you get yourself onto a program, you get yourself back eating well, you know. And that being said, I also think eating well is the thing that supports you all the way through, because momentum creates momentum. Yeah. Like it's a law of physics. If you eat well, and keep eating well, you're going to get a physique you want, you're going to get the health you want, you're going to have more energy, and as a result you'll have a better life because of it. It's one of the first things I do in my online program is fix nutrition for that reason. Like if you cut out things like processed foods and foods that take away your energy, if you have more energy during the day, you're going to have a higher output in every aspect of life, whether that's be better at family, being better with your friends, being better at work, being able to train. The more energy you have, the more you're going to do in life because you have the energy to do it. How many times have you not done a workout because you were tired? How many times have you not done your side hustle for a job because you were tired? How many times have you not played with your kids or played with your family or gone out for dinner or gone to the movies with your spouse because you were tired? I've been there. I know that. There's literally moments in my life that I'm like, I haven't. That's why I stopped fucking competing, because I was thinking there was like 6 weeks from a show, you couldn't pull me out of the house. I was training 3-4 hours a day. I was eating my meals. I was so tired, just enough that I could work, but I couldn't do anything else. I couldn't communicate with my mum. I couldn't play with Holly. I couldn't talk to my friends because my brain was fried because I had no energy, but I was doing it the wrong way. You know, if I was to ever go down that road again, I would never do a prep again. I won't say I'd never compete again, but I'd never do a prep. I would literally just change my life and so that it wasn't affected,
yeah.
You know? But it's a case that, you know, tying it back, that's where you can lose with obsession. You can lose in life by being obsessed on the wrong things and understanding, like, there's nothing wrong with scaling back your goals and prioritizing different things, you know? Because just because you said, well, I'm going to get a six pack by June and you didn't, you decide then in June that, oh, well, I push it either to October, I push it to November, I push it to December, or you realize that it's not the moment in time to do it right now, you know? I'm not trying to be 6% body fat right now because it doesn't fucking matter. I'm trying to build my business. I'm trying to put out value to people. I'm trying to be a better dad. I'm trying to prioritize because I'm prioritizing these things, you know? And I'm not saying that to, you know, I'm just using myself because you're your own best example. But when you beat yourself up about not looking a certain way, ask yourself and get truly reflective. Like, self-awareness is fucking key. Like, ask yourself the question, is this my priority right now? You know, people will ask me why I don't have a partner or why I don't have a girlfriend or whatever it is. I'm like, it's not that it's not. Now I'm in the position now. I'm working with a life coach in California to try and get myself more of a balance on that side of things, because I understand that it's an area that I'm not strong with. But in terms of prioritizing, up until now, it hasn't been a priority, so I haven't done it. And if you beat yourself up over it, of course you're going to be miserable. Like, there's nights when I would be like, oh, well, of course you feel lonely and you're like, well, I'd love if I had a partner, I'd love if I had this. But if you're not prioritizing it, you can't complain about it. And when you get yourself honest with yourself, and it's the same with your nutrition, your diet, or your physique, or your work, or whatever it is, if you get honest with yourself and you realize, well, it's not actually a priority right now, a lot of the weight of the world comes off your shoulders from that, yeah, you know? What do you think on that?
Yeah, no, of course, you've pretty much wrapped it up with that. Like, but I think the knock-on effect of it all, then you have a healthy mind, I suppose. And a healthy mind is everything, because as they say, you know, you can look at somebody or look in the mirror and you can have a great body, but if you're in a bad mental state because of it, or, you know, you hate your life, or you're miserable, you're always beating yourself up, then what's it worth? What's an ab, you know, ab self?
What is it worth?
What is any of it worth, you know? And as I said, the knock-on effect of that as well, you're going to be a harder person to be around.
Agreed.
And, you know, if that's fine if you're happy, I think, being on your own, or you like being lonely, but a lot of the time you don't like...
People don't.
You know, right. So I don't think it's a good way to go. So again, that's what we talk about, the obsession, where you can draw the line where it becomes, you know, it's fine doing something, giving your everything towards, yeah, you're like, I know we're talking about, you know, fitness specifically, but in life in general, you give everything towards something, but at the same time, you kind of have to draw a line when it starts to affect it in a negative fashion.
Yeah,
I think that's when you have to step back and say, no, like, this is not worth it.
That's where self-awareness is key, yeah, because what happens, and I'm a victim of this more than anybody, yeah, is
you become, we all are at times,
but you become so attached to the idea of, you know, getting to the top of the world, getting your business, making this amount of money, meeting these amount of people, or whatever it is, you get so attached to that idea that you can't step back and see it for what it is and how it's negatively affecting your life. So self-awareness is key, yeah, to just have that conversation and have your network. Like, I always spoke with you, you're the average of the five people you hang around with. You need to have a network of people that can be pull you on your shit. Like, yeah, people, like, when you're being a dickhead, you know, people ask, and I love it. Now, I'm also very aware, I'm so fortunate to be in the position I'm in. I love my life, and I mentioned it many times that if I won the lotto tomorrow, I would be doing everything I'm doing now because I fucking love my life. Yeah. But I'm also fortunate that I have a network of people that if I wasn't, you know, getting a certain way with my personality, they fucking pull me on it. They'd be like, stop being a dickhead, you know? And that keeps you grounded, because that is key. That's really important in life. And the reality is, people hold themselves in a high regard, and this annoys me because I see people that get status and get money and get whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, well, I'm fucking awesome. You're like, you're not. That's what you did. You did one thing, you know? You got six figures. You got seven figures. You got a nice car. You got a nice physique. You got, you know, a pro card. You got, you know, a hot girlfriend or a hot boyfriend or whatever. That's one thing that you did. That's not who you are. Like, people hold, and this is what they do with look. And I was there. I was this person. When you put everything that's about you into the way you look, that's when you're fucking losing. Yeah. That's when you're losing at life. The ego is the fucking enemy. Great book by Ron Holiday about Stoic philosophy and how ego is your enemy. When you determine and you put everything, the way you look is who you are. And I was this person. This is why I didn't put out any content that was valuable 18 months ago or 2 years ago. And I was putting up ab selfies and I was putting up leg photos. And I was like, yeah, cheat day, whatever. Because I was so insecure about the way I looked and I hated it. I had to get the gratification from Instagram. Like, I had to get 100 likes or 200 likes to tell me that I looked fucking pretty, you know? Now, that isn't... The way I look is a byproduct of the way I live. And I'm not saying it to be ego on my side. I'm saying it purely to give perspective because you're your own best example. But now, my internal... It comes from within, you know? If I lost my physique tomorrow, I'd be like, well, I don't care. I have other things to offer. Yeah. So have you. If you're listening to this and you're subscribed to any of my things, something I have said at some stage has resonated with you, because you're probably not following me because I don't put up a fucking ab selfie every hour. So you have something in you that is not just your physique. You're not just your body, you know? And I'm saying this as someone that runs an online program. My fitness program is about getting in shape. It's about building a lifestyle. It's about getting your nutrition, getting your fitness. And that's what I make my living doing largely. But I'm telling you right now, that is not who you are. That's not everything that you are. There's more to you. You have a fucking brain in your head, and you have things that you have to offer the world that is not a fucking selfie or a mirror, a reflection of a mirror, you know? And when you learn that and realize that you are more than your fucking body, that's when it's liberating. You know, the difference would happen with me when Holly was born, when I was like, whoa, you look in the mirror and I was walking around at like 6% body fat at fucking 90 kilos or whatever it was. Like, I was big because I'm short and stocky, and you always look bigger. Like, and I was big and walking around leaners, and I fucking hated the way I looked. Yeah. You know? It
felt
like,
terrible.
I hated the reflection in the mirror. I'm like, because you're never big enough. You're never lean enough. Your never body part is never right. You know? And I put all of, oh, well, this is who I am. I am the way I look. And when you are the way you look, you have to do shit to fall in alignment with that. You know? And that's when, this is where people bring in things like drugs. This is where people go with their alcohol when you got to live a certain lifestyle. different kind of things can take over people's lives because you're trying to numb the way you feel, you know, and that's what happens, you know, and I get that.
You're constantly be chasing it, you know, you're going to constantly chase happiness and you're never going to get it then, you know what I mean?
Happiness is a fucking journey, you know, like there's a great quote by, I think, Buddha. It's like, if you can't be happy on the journey, how the fuck are you going to be happy on the destination? Pretty sure Buddha didn't say how you're going to be, fuck, are you going to be happy on the destination, but the message is clear. If the journey isn't good, how is the destination going to be good? You know, I had a conversation with a friend recently. He was like, yeah, I'm going to marry this girl. He's like, oh, but it's not that good, but it'll be better when we're married. I'm like, what? Yes. Like, why would it be better when you're married? I was like, why would you do that? And I had another girl tell me, yeah, I think we're just going to have a baby. That will save us. I'm like, hold on. You're bringing another life into the world. But if the journey's not beautiful, how is the destination going to be beautiful? You know, this is the beauty. And this is what I teach in my fitness, in my online program, is it's the journey. Because you will get a great physique, you know, you will get a better relationship with food, you will learn more about your body and what works for it, but you'll get in shape on the journey. And the destination, you're happy on the journey, you're going to be happy at the destination. If you're only happy when you're 6% body fat, I'll tell you fucking right now, you want to be 5. You get to fucking 5, you want to be 4. You want to get to fucking 3, you're dead at 3. You know, that's what happens. Because you're never satisfied when you're just working to the end result, when you're just working to the destination. Find the journey, and this is how you can get happier in anything in life. You know, my favorite life philosophy is find the things that make you happier, do more of it. Find the things that make you unhappier, do less of it. If you want to be happy in life, cut the shit now where you're not enjoying the journey. You know, like if you're climbing a ladder in a business organization and you hate your fucking job, but you're trying to climb the ladder, your ladder's against the wrong wall. You're not going to be happy at the top of that corporation if you fucking hate climbing the ladder. You know, the same in a relationship. If you're not happy now and you've worked on it and it hasn't worked, you're not going to be happy when you're fucking married. You know, if you hate your training program, you hate your nutrition, and you hate the way you're eating, you're not going to be fucking happy when you're 6% because you're not going to be able to sustain it. You know, that is the key. That is the whole thing to life. And I'm only offering it from my perspective because my life has changed dramatically over the last 12, 18 months. And that is what supported me. It's why I do these podcasts. It's why I bring in Barry, because Barry gets me fired up. Like, it's what has made me happier. And the only reason I offer it is so that it'll help, you know, somebody else. So I think we'll leave it on that for now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so I want to say a massive thank you to everyone for listening. Massive thank you to my guest, Barry. Barry, where's the best place people can find out more about you?
Yeah, so Facebook page, O'Sullivan Fitness, and Snapchat, BOSullivan92.
Definitely. And to find out more about me, you can check out my blog and newsletter on www.briankeithfitness.com. My YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram's all Brian Keith Fitness. And my Snapchat, BrianK019. That's my most active platform. I open it up every day for live Q&As back and forth. So definitely follow me on Snapchat, BrianK019. Thanks for listening. Catch you soon.